Scattered through the report's 88 pages are personal stories of parents and photos of the children they lost to drug abuse. Selena Gray of the Governor's Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse oversaw the report. She says the stories collected during public hearings helped to understand the issue facing New Jersey.
Busting stigma is a passion of mine. I think there's a lot of stigma associated with addiction, and that we still don't think of addiction as a disease. It is so important to put a human face on the issue and to understand that addiction affects real people.
Task Force Chairman Frank Greenigle Jr. says prescription pills opened up a whole new market in the 90s.
When the prescription runs out and they can't get any more, they're now willing to try, you know, something different, especially if it costs a whole lot less.
That cheaper alternative is heroin. The report notes that inexpensive, highly pure heroin is especially easy to find in New Jersey. Many of the recommendations focus on stopping opiate addiction before it starts, including a new public awareness campaign and new efforts in schools to highlight the dangers of painkillers. Greenigle says one key suggestion is to make the Prescription Management Program, or PMP, mandatory, meaning all prescriptions for any opioid would be entered into a statewide database.
What we want to do is really to make this the PMP with some teeth. What that will do is it will really reduce the amount of pills that are out there, or reduce the amount of pills that people are abusing, and reduce the amount of pills that people are selling.
Greenigle says the 9 states that have made such programs compulsory have seen good results. But for New Jersey to join them, the legislature will have to change the current law. For WHYY, I'm Jessica McDonald.